Thy strong word, we praise you and acknowledge you up through endless ranks of angels. Hi, this is Pastor Will Wheaton, inviting you to join us for our hymn sing at the 2026 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. This year's theme, Singing the Ancient Faith in Our Own Days. Making the Case is Friday, June 12th and Saturday, June 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are our nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son revealed himself to Philip and James and gave them the knowledge of everlasting life. Grant us perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, and steadfastly to walk in the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from Ephesians, the second chapter. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. Would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. You know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Jesus.
Amen.
You may be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, especially dear brothers newly called into the office of the holy ministry, and brothers who are currently being formed to receive calls into the holy ministry, and our guests discerning a call and to be here at the seminary. Today the church remembers Philip the Apostle and James the Just, and that remembrance is not accidental for us. These are not merely saints of the past, but they are patterns for your future. For as our confessions declare, they are saints to be remembered, that we may imitate their faith and works according to our own callings. They were called. They were sent. And what they received from Christ is what you have just received. John's gospel tells us more about Philip than any of the other gospels. Already in chapter 1, we see that Philip is called by Jesus. Jesus says, "Follow me." And immediately Philip becomes a preacher. And he finds Nathanael and says to him, "We have found him." And when Nathanael hesitates, Philip doesn't argue. Philip preaches. And he says, "Come and see." Brothers, this is the shape of your ministry. Like Philip, you too will meet doubts. You'll meet indifference. You'll meet wounds, deep, deep wounds, wounds festering with sin. And as you meet these people, you'll feel the pressure to have all of the answers right at your fingertips. But your call is this: bring them to Jesus. Not to argue, not to debate, but to make Philip's words your words. Come and see. Bring them, dear brothers, to where Christ has promised to be. In his word, his baptism, his supper. As we move on in the gospel in chapter 6, we see Philip again. Philip is the one who looks at the hungry crowd and looks at Jesus and says, 200 denarii would not be enough bread for each of them to get a little. Not enough. That might be familiar to you already. You've received your calls and placements. You've all been serving at fieldwork congregations. Some of you have been on vicarage. You've seen the places, the people, the expectations. And if you're honest, there's likely a little voice whispering, "It's not enough." Not enough experience. Not enough wisdom. Not enough strength. And here, brothers, is where the gospel must be spoken to you first. Christ has not called you because you are enough. Christ has called you because he is enough. And we really see this in a wonderful way as St. Matthew records Christ's words to the apostles as they stand before thousands of hungry people. You give them something to eat. You feed them. Feed them. Not because you have it in yourself, but because Christ places into your hands what is needed to nourish starving souls. His own word, his own forgiveness, his own body and blood given and shed. And know that he does not ask you to feed his whole church. Rather, Christ gives you a portion of his flock. And Christ himself will be the one who feeds them through you. Let's now consider James the Just for a moment. Moving on in John's gospel a chapter later, and speaking of doubt, we see James, and James himself certainly did not believe at first. The text says, "For not even his own brothers believed in him. Sure, he knew Jesus according to the flesh, and yet did not believe in him according to the faith. Until the risen Christ appeared to him, as Paul the Apostle testifies in 1 Corinthians 15, then he appeared to James." But there, in one short sentence, there's your comfort, brothers. The same risen Christ who appeared to James is the one who has now called you. And like James, he knows your past. He knows your doubts. He knows your weaknesses better than you do. And still, he has put his name on you and said, go. Go with confidence, because Christ crucified and risen victorious goes with you and before you. Go, since you're not being sent to manufacture faith. Go, because you're being sent to deliver Christ crucified, risen, and victorious. And in delivering Christ, you will find that he's also delivered to you too. In the preaching that you prepare for others, he will preach to you. In the absolution you speak, he will absolve you. In the sacrament that you administer, he will strengthen you. And you do not outgrow the gifts that you give. Rather, you live in them. This is exactly what St. Paul says in our reading this morning. You are no longer strangers and aliens, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. Brothers, you are not building the church. You are being built into it. Christ is the cornerstone. And the apostles, including Philip and James, with all of their faults, are a foundation. And now you are placed into that same holy structure, not to replace it, not to improve it, but to serve within it, to serve God's people. And more than that, as fellow citizens, saints, and members of the household of God, this is also what you are given to proclaim. To sinners who feel like strangers and outcasts, proclaim, you belong. To the broken, you proclaim, you are being built into a dwelling place for God. Even Jesus Christ himself proclaims in our gospel reading, let not your hearts be troubled. I go and prepare a place for you. And waiting for more, Philip says, Lord, show us to the Father, and it is enough for us. And Jesus answers, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Brothers, this is not only what you preach. This is your refuge. There will be days, and they will come, when your hearts are troubled, when sermons feel weak, when visits feel inadequate, and when burdens of your people press heavily upon you. And in those moments, the gospel is not first something you give, it's something you receive. You have a place prepared for you. Before you ever step into your parsonage, before you ever ascend the steps of your pulpit, and before you ever stand at the altar, Christ has already prepared a place for you with the Father. And remember your identity is not finally pastor. It's forgiven sinner. It's baptized child of God. And that'll never waver. Never will it waver with the strength or weakness of your ministry. And so when you arrive and you start to feel inadequate, don't be surprised. And don't despair either. Because the Lord who called Philip, who appeared to James, who sent all his apostles, has now called and will send you. And he will do what he has always done. He'll forgive sins through your preaching. He'll feed his people through your hands. He'll sustain his church even through your weaknesses. And he'll keep you. Yes, you. Until the day when you, with all those entrusted to your care, stand in the place that he has prepared in heaven for all eternity. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.
being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With the Lord's promise that if we ask anything in his name, he will do it, let us lift our voices on behalf of the church, the world, and all those in want or adversity. For the spiritual house of God, the Holy Christian Church, that her proclamation may be established upon the cornerstone of the gospel of Jesus Christ, offering spiritual sacrifices of thanksgiving, praise, and prayer, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the enemies of the church, that by the light of God's truth they would acknowledge their error and turn from their evil ways, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all young children and young people, that they may long for the pure spiritual milk and so grow into the full stature of salvation by faith through their baptism into Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick who cry to God for help, that according to his good and gracious will, he would heal them, granting them strength in their time of adversity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For widows and widowers, that our merciful Father would lift those bowed down in times of weeping and lead them to renewed service among God's people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those drawing from the wells of salvation in the supper of the Lord, that they may be strengthened by the forgiveness of sins received through the body and blood of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Entrusting these intercessions to the God who reigns forever in Zion and whose favor is for a lifetime, we commend ourselves and one another through his resurrected Son, even Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, in which blessed apostles and evangelists proclaimed your divine and saving gospel. Therefore, with patriarchs and prophets, apostles and evangelists, with your servants, Philip and James, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you've had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and wisdom, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you till life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen.